Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our shiurim in the Sefer Gevuras Hashem. We are at the end of Hakdama Aleph. Lamar Kvod Malachim Chakor Dava. This year should be a special schus for Chayu Chavit Vega Bas Michal Yidis Basia. B'chol Anova Meleham. Lamar Kvod Malachim Chakor Dava. The pasuk in Proverbs. Some people are against verbs. I personally am pro verbs. Proverbs. Pasuk in Mishlei says. Kvod Malachim Haster Kvod Malachim Chakor Kvod Elokim Haster Dav Kvod Malachim Chakor Dav. The honor of the king is to hide, is to investigate the matter. Perush Kamosher Roy Lach Kavod HaMelech Hashem Molech Alam. It's fitting to investigate the honor of the king, that he rules over the people. And just like that's the honor of the king, so too it's an honor of Hashem to investigate him. And so it says in the Medrash, we learned in the previous year, that until Vayechulu, it's called Elokim Haster Davar, to hide. Maisa Bereishis is hidden. So about Sneas, Sneas is to hide the Maisa Yetzira. Aval, Achshav Anachem Medabrim HaKod Malachim HaKol Davar, to the honor of the king is to investigate. It's just like it's fitting to investigate the honor of the king, that he rules over the people, so too it's fitting to investigate the honor of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the honor of the king, because the king goes with the many. When a king has a nation, that is his honor, that is his dignity. Ein melech b'loy am. Like Rabbeinu writes in the Sefer Tiferes Yisrael in Perek Chof Aleph, there has to be a whole nation. So it's worthy for us to Harei HaMelech, that's what Rabbeinu writes here. Harei HaMelech kasher yesh lo am him kvodo. When a king has a nation, that is his honor, because there is no king without a nation. Ein melech b'lo am. V'kasher atachoker al hanhoga ahi, eich mani go sam hu kavod lemelech b'mash yesh lo am when you investigate how the king governs his people. That's an honor for the king, because that indicates that he has a nation. So too by God, the earth is filled with his glory. So too by the King of Kings, the earth is filled with his glory, not when he invented them, created them, and organized them, because that is before they are b'shleimus, but his honor is after he's already manig them, and the nimtzayim are l'chvodo. So Rabbeinu wrote that when you're choker and the manhaga, when you investigate Hashem's hanhaga, that's covered to the king that he has a nation. And the larger, the better. Baroy v'am hadras melech, the splendor of the king is with many people. And you show that he is manhig them. So the hanhagas hamelech is moral kavodo, shows his honor. So writes Rabbeinu in Derech Chayim, Perek Vav, Mishnah Yad Aleph, and Avos. Yesh chaladas ki harambam besifra mar nevucha mechele gimel yud gimel, herich moid bedavar zem, asher mucham shadim nivra lechavodo. The Rambam is marich, talking about the fact that man was created for the honor of God. All the creations were created to serve man, and man was created to serve his creator. So the Rambam asked, if man does good, what is man giving to Hashem? And if man sins, what is man doing to Hashem? Eof 35, 6 and 7. So that's the Rambam's kasha. If man is really here to serve God, what does man do for God? What does God lack? Man can do for him. What does Hashem need? Man's glory. And that the Rambam asked, that Hashem is not makabel kavod from others, it's true that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not makabel kavod from others. Uvavadai im yitzdak adam, if a person is a tzaddik, ma yitin lo, what is he giving God? Vim yechta, if he's sinning, ma yifal lo, what is he doing against Hashem? Rak she'adam nivra she'Hashem yizbarach malach olav. Man was created that God should be king over him. Veina melech makabel ha'kabod ma she'yitin lo ha'am. And the king is not receiving kabod that the nation gives him. Ki ha'kabod u'mitzad ha'mimshel. The kabod is because he rules. Shu moshe aleim shelo b'tovaso. U'man hi go. V'adam tzadik u'malko k'shenotin lo scharo. V'meno tzadik u'malko k'shenifrin. So the kabod is that he's the king. And therefore when a person does good, he gets schar. And if a person does evil, then he gets punished. So that's a glory of God, that he punishes the sinners and he rewards the do-gooders. But Hashem's kavod isn't tolerating man. Hashem created man and he is king over them. And that's his kavod malchus. So the kavod malchus is mitbate, is expressed in the fact that God governs the people. When man does good or bad, man doesn't give anything to God. But when Hashem meets out punishment and reward, so in that way, God's name is glorified and sanctified. So that's what he says here, that the covet of a king is that he's manhig the people. And then he continues and he says, and so too by Hashem, he's malo kol aretz kvodo. So he brings this pasuk to show that those that are in this earth are lechvodo yisbarach. And therefore the kavod of Hashem comes from the earth. Because everything in the earth is for Hashem's kavod. Again, not that he needs anything from them, but when punishment and reward are given out, and reward and punishment are given out, so that brings glory to God. Gur Aryeh Shmos Perek Lamed Gimel Los Yates, he writes, V'fisha kavod kol shu yitur ashu kashu b'val ha-kavod, ena kavod kol kach, k'mo sha kavod yitur ashu ena kshur bo. She'lefi godol ha-kavod, mispashit kavod bizulasa. Because the kavod, if it's described as being connected to the bala kavod, then it's not such kavod. Like kavod is described when it's not connected to him. Because the more kavod, shelafi godel hakavod, the more kavod there is, mispashet. Kvodo bizulasa, his kavod spreads to others. In other words, if the kavod is just connected to the bala kavod, it's limited. But if it's not, if it spreads, then it's much greater kavod. And that's what it says. Malo kol aretz kvodo. In other words, the hispashtus of Hashem's kavod, it goes from him to all of creation. That's malo kol aretz kvodo. That God's honor isn't just connected to him. It's on all the earth. It's a much greater level of kavod. Lokashir himtziosim v'sidarosim. Now when he created them, because that's before they're nimtzayim b'shleimus. So as Rabbeinu writes b'samuch, he writes shekvodo k'shiyesh lo am b'mitzius, shem kvodo manigosam, lo eich himtziosim. The kavod is when in reality there is a nation, that they are his honor and he leads them, he guides them, he governs them, and not how he created them. So this shows that his kavod only comes from a nimtza shalem. Shezeu kodem shenimtzayim nimtzayim b'shleimus. That's before their b'shleimus, that's not kavod. Kavod is only after their b'shleimus, not a nimtza chaser. So melo kol aretz kavodo, lo kasher himtziosam. That's before their b'shleimus. The kavod is, like it says in the Zohar Kodesh, shchinta lo sharya lo b'aser shlim b'lo b'aser chaser. The Shekhinah is not Shira in any place, not in a lacking place, not in a blemished place, not in a sad place, but in a shalim place. So that's where the true kavod comes when we're b'shleimus. And his kavod is when he's leading the people, and they are l'chvod. So now Rabbeinu is coming to explain the Gemara, Nechagig 11b. You're not darshaning Mirkava, Maisa Bereshis, Arayas. So that's not including Kvod Melachim Chak or Dover. If it was, then you'd be allowed to darshan. But since it's not including Kvod Melachim Chak or Dover, you shouldn't darshan. Arayasha Asu Lidlosh Barabi Maisa Bereshis, Echshu Himtzi Lefol Hanimtzayim. So it's asur to darshan in public Maisa Bereshis, how he created the Nimtzayim. Mikolshken shein l'drashas kavod b'mashu nivdol min Nimtzayim. That was Maisa Merkava. Maisa Merkava is even further Maisa Bereshis. Maisa Bereshis relates to us that you're allowed to darshan to one person, but not b'rabin. And the Merkava, you're not allowed to darshan at all, because that's beyond us. That's nivdol min Nimtzayim. So the mail, just we discussed in the previous year, that's just like it's beyond us. So the Maisa Merkava, so too the Drasha has to reflect that, and therefore it's beyond us. You're not allowed to darshan it to other people. And so too to darshan Sisra Arayas, the secrets of Arayas, the chok that we spoke about again in a previous shir, the Rabbeinu explained that that's the chok, that's the law. You're not allowed to go out of line. There's a certain law of Arayas, who you're allowed to be with and who you're not allowed to be with, and you're not allowed to go out of that line. You're not allowed to go out of bounds, beyond the boundaries. So to the darshan, the sister arise, the law that he gave to the Nimtzayim, that they're now allowed to go out of their out of bounds, because these are not the covet of a king. Because a covet is when he has an ambe mitzius, that they are kvodo, and he's leading them, and not how he created them. So when you're talking about darshan merkava, that's not the am b'mitzias. That's not the glory of God, because that's not the nation that he has. And so too, Maisa Bereshis is the actual creation, how he was mamtzi them, but that's not when they're bishlemus. And so too, Arayas, which we discussed in the previous years also, shmira seder hanivraim, like Rabbeinu writes earlier, sha'alav nivru v'loyet sh'alaytzi michukam, that they were created for this, and they shouldn't go out of their out of bounds. So in other words, that's part of the sidur of the people. That's part of their organization, of their creation. After they're created, they're organized, actually organized before Hashem first looked at the blueprint, and then he created. So the organization comes before. So that's all part of the Hamtzah, that's all part of the actual creation. And they're not yet Bishlamos. So since it's not Bishlamos, we don't darshan Arayas, we don't certainly darshan Maisa Bereshis and Maisa Merkava, because these are things that relate to creation and beyond and above. And Mimela, that's not the covet of the king. Covet of the king is the nation as he governs them now in their state of shlemus. Umisha darish elu advarim. Dom shenichas tol cheder pnimi shel melech blessed v'dam. If you darish in these things, like going to the inner sanctum of a flesh and blood king, shein ze covet lamelech dios mishnati v'melech kasher v'yichid. It's not a covet of the king to be with the king when the king is alone. Because the inyan of covet is klape hazulas, is vis-a-vis others. When a king is alone, then he's not vis-a-vis other people, and therefore that's not the kavod of the king. Like Rabbeinu writes in the Or Chadash, in the first parak, ein kavod rak etzel achelim b'lo etzel atzmi. Kavod is by others, how other people relate to you, and not yourself. As he writes in Derech Chaim, parak Dalet Mishnah Aleph, veizu mechubed ha-mechabed yisabriyos, she'en lo mishikar mechubed mishimachabed mo'yisabriyos. Kavod is not when other people give you kavod. That's not called mechubed, because that's not ba'atzmo yishalom etur. That's not something that's essentially you. Shari ha'kavru bi'ad ha'cheira ma'mechabdi ma'isa, because the kavod is in the hands of others who are mechabed you. V'shul sha'cheira mechabdi ma'isa, ein ma'ilas ha'kavod nimtza ba'adam atzmo. V'roi shi'a ma'ila ba'adam atzmo. It has to be essential to you. And what other people give you isn't you. The Derech Chaim Perikvav Mishnevav Acherim Noigim Boi Kavod Ve'ein Ze Dover Atzmi El Ha'adam. It has to be a Dover Atzmi. So before we were saying Kavod is Eitzel Acherim and not Eitzel Atzmo. And here he's saying that Kavod is Eitzel Atzmo. It's not what other Eizim B'chubad O'chavis Yeritz. It's by you. You're the one giving honor to others. It's not tolerating others. B'nesiv Ha'anova Rabbeinu writes, if you go after Gedula, Gedula runs away from you. If you run away from it, the Gedula goes after you. Other things, the more you run after it, the more you're going to get. Here, by Gedula, the more you run after less, you're going to get. That's some covet is for others. If you run after covet, you want it to come through yourself, the covet runs away. You run after it, it shows that it's part of you. And that's not covet. Covet is when it comes from others. So here he's saying covet comes from us. I'm not exactly sure how this works. In other words, sometimes Rabbeinu was saying that covet comes from others, and sometimes Rabbeinu was saying, no, covet is something that's essentially you. In the Sefer Be'er HaGadol and the Be'er Ravi, he writes, "Anitzoyim kulam hem lechvod Yisbarach. Everything that exists is for God's glory, God's honor. V'yesh mehem kavod al Hashem Yisbarach v'yesh. Sometimes it's more kavod. V'davish kavod enuka levush. What's Hashem's kavod is called His in clothing. Ki hakavod eitzel azulas, because kavod is by others. Kavod is only by others. Shiram kavodo, and that's what malbush does when you wear a clothing that." The clothing honors you. Rabbi Yochanan called his clothing mechubdaseh, that they honor him. Because kavod is by others when they respect you, so that's, and that's why it relates to your clothing. So again, we understand that when a king is alone, so that's not kavod. Because kavod is what others give you. It relates to others. But we saw what I think seems to be a stira, that's where Rabbeinu writes in a number of places, that kavod is a davar atzmi. It has nothing to do with others. Self-respect, self-dignity. And what others do is just an outcome of that, an outgrowth of that. The real kavod is yourself. And in other places, Rabbeinu says, no, kavod is only from others. That's what he seems to be saying over here. That when you're in the yichidi with the king, so that's not kavod. Because kavod is klape others. And the king is alone, that's not klape others, not vis-a-vis others. Shein ze kavod lemelech leos mishtati f'melech kashir b'yichidi. Kach kol el dvarm hastil dolo. And therefore, what is Kvoid Elohim has their davar until Vayechulu, where it relates to the Maisa Habriya, that must be Behester. That must be Behester. Aval Min Vayechulu, so that's Hester davar, that's the Etzem Maisa Habriya. Aval Min Vayechulu, Shikvar Nivran, and Tzayim Kulam, Shem Kvoda Yizbarach. But from Vayichulu, when everyone was already created, that's the kavod of Hashem. Now we're talking about the hanhag of Hashem, how God guides us. The God guides us, that's Hashem's kavod. As Rabbeinu has been saying over here, that Hashem's hanhaga of the Bria, when we're b'shleimus, the Am is b'shleimus, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kavod. So kvod Elokim, haster davar, that's until Vayichulu, that's the Maisa Abriya. That's when he doesn't relate to others, and then quod malachim chakor davar, to investigate Vayter when he's the king, when he's guiding the nation. Va'af imhem dvarim uflay min ha'adam him yoseh pelem imayseh bereishis. Kamo anisim v'anaflo she'asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'meshem achar metziyos ha'olam ne'amar v'zeh quod malachim chakor davar. So Rabbeinu explains that the Nisim are more of a Pele than Maisa Bereshis. Ba'af im hem dvarim uflaim en adem hem yoser pelim Maisa Bereshis, kamo kol ha-Nisim v'anaflo sh'asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So even if they are things that are mufla from a person, and they're a greater Pele than Maisa Bereshis, like the Nisim and Aflos that Hashem did, Nisim and Aflos are a greater Pele. But since they are after Metzius HaOlam, we say Kvod Malachim Chakor Davar. We say that the glory of the king is that it should be investigated. She'ena Hester Rak Echaya Metzius HaOlam Imenu. V'soda Rayis Gamken Zchok Shenasa Hashem Yisbarach L'Nitzayim. V'davar Zeh Seder Shalahem. V'davar Zeh Yesh LaHastir. So Hester is how the Metzius came into being. And the Sod of Arayis also is the Seder of the world, how Hashem made a Seder when he brought the world into being. That's how he organized it, that various people should and should not be with other people intimately. But in his Hanhaga, after people exist, is God's honor. Because all the Nimtzayim, after they come into existence, are his honor. And if there's more of a Pele, it's more of a cover for Hashem to investigate it. Because it shows Hashem's Gevur and his Yecholas and Yish Lachkor. So even though the Nisim are greater than the Maisa Bereshit, still that's something we investigate, because that's after the Bria came into existence. And our Hakir, in other words, now in the second Hakdami, he's going to talk about Nisim. So our Hakir is for Kavod of Hashem. To be so saying, P.M. shall Dovrei Sheker, Adovrei Matzadik, shall Olam Asak, people who speak negatively about Hashem. V'schusa emesi amad lan avu yisbarach, derech emesi areinu bo. So the schusa emes should stand for us, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should show us the derech emes. So what's the biur, what's the explanation in the fact that Nisim are greater Pele than Maisa Bereshis? So after the laws of nature were already established, so changing the law is a greater Pele than the Pele that was done before there were laws. Before creation, there were no laws. So Mele creation isn't going to be such a big wonder as much as Nisim, which are after there are laws and the laws are changed, that's going to be a greater wonder. We found nice in Nisim, Tainis, Miko, Dimitrach, Kamishmai, Kulei, it's a Tircha. So for Hashem, so Kaviyachol, there's no Tircha in Maisa Bereshis, but it's a Tircha, Kaviyachol, to change creation. The Rosh Hashiva is at Tzal, Mamari Pachat Yitzchak, and Pesach, Maimer Samach Tes, Osir Aleph explains, Sheshinui Teva Oilam, Ukumo Akiras, Dover Min HaToyra. That's like uprooting something from the Torah, and that we wouldn't say about Maisa Bereshis. Maisa Bereshis, Kadosh Baruch Hu looked in the Torah and created the world. And in the Mamari Pachat Yitzchak, Pesach, Maimer Yud Beis, Rabbeinu writes, the Rosh Hashiva is at Tzal writes, Elenu Lachzor HaDiburim, Shekvar Nishnu Etzlenu Benagea Loshen Chazal, So when we have to repeat what we say in our base medrash, that when they talk about the great koach of a chacham to change nature, there's a lashon of the one who said that oil will burn will tell vinegar to burn, Tainus Chafei. But another Chacham, it says, why you be Matriach HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the Hosef of Misha Amar L'Shem and Sheyidlok, Melamed Eslan Hoshem Litfos Bezesin Yitzad Dikoyzev HaKadosh Baruch Hu Makayim Levan. El Shesh Bimrazu Pu'ulam Yuchedet HaChoteret L'Mamakei Amunah Meidat Fisato Shal Zeh Tzadik. Shereikach Hi Amidah. B'Malach Shal Midah K'neged Midah, Ad Kama Shemeir B'Libo Shal HaAdam. באופן של חיוס ממש, הקדוש ברוך הוא מחדש, בכל יום תמיד מעשה בראשית כפשוטו ממש, אזי באותה מידה נוהגים מלמעלה כלפי זה האדם. שם שאין אצל זה האדם הכרח מרגע לרגע, ששמן יהיה שמן וידליק, ושכך יהיה טבע, כמו כן אין טבע מכריח שהחומץ לא ידליק. אותה רבותה, של כל רגע שהשמן דולק, תיתכן אצלו כשהחומץ דולק, הכל לפי רצון השם, בלי הכרח הטבע. ואז לגבי אותו צדיק, אין הטענה של הטרוחי למערך לשנות הטבע בשואה. שאין כן, כשבאים לכתחילה לעשות פעולה, לשנות מציאות קיימת גבוהה מערכו של עולם, אז אפילו בדרך צדיק עוזר, יש עליו טענה של מי יקדמית כלפי שמע יקולי היי. כמה שמע יקולי העולם לגבי מי שחי בהכרה מהירה של חידוש בכל יום מעשה בראשית, אין שום תלכה באופן אחד יותר מהשני. So, when you do Neis, there's Shinui HaTeva. But somebody who understands that it's mamish, no difference for Hashem to make vinegar burn like he makes oil burn, so for him Nisim can happen. That's not a Tircha. Because for him it's so clear that there's no difference. Only somebody who's not clear that there's a difference, not 100% clear. So for him it's a Tircha to be Mishana the laws. You can't be Mishana the laws of nature. That's a tircha for Hashem. But if it's not only pshat tzadik goes for Kadosh Baruch Hu Makayim, he says the one who says that shemen can burn says that vinegar can burn, because for him it's pashat that it's the same thing. Okay, sweet friends, there is a lot more to talk about. Baruch Hashem, we were zochet to learn the first Hakdama, and then I'm looking very much forward to learning the second Hakdama because it talks about a topic that in which I have great interest, the idea of Nisim, the philosophy behind Nisim. And Be'ezrat Hashem Yitbarach, Be'otzot Hashem Darkeinu, Anachnu Bashi'ur Haba. במערל אנחנו בלי נדע נתחיל הקדמה ב' ונראה ניסים ונפלאות אותות ומופתים בתורת השם. Thanks for listening. Shalom, shalom.